This is the 13th class of Chaitanya Charitamrita. We're just in the middle of one story. Damayanti's love offering. Damayanti is the sister of Raghava Pandit, and all the devotees have come from Puri, as they do every year, as they did every year. And Damayanti has brought our wonderful offerings to the Lord. And we heard yesterday that every day for an entire year, from the day that Mahaprabhu received the Raghava Jali, the bag, the big chini bora, the big burlap sacks, bags of shuka bhog, of pukka bhog, I should say, pukka bhog offerings of his sister Damayanti. From that day that he received that, which was a few days before Rath Yatra in Gambira, every day for an entire year, Mahaprabhu would eat these offerings of Damayanti. And Krishnas Kaviraj, he explained what, and he said that actually, she made many wonderful things. She made Panchamrita, and she made Shukta, bitter Shukta. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he notes that Mahaprabhu derived more happiness from eating the Shukta than from drinking the Panchamrita. So this seems like a curious point, because generally we prefer sweets over sour, and sweets over bitter things. So Shukta is bitter, although it's good for digestion. Mahaprabhu likes the bitter things. Krishnas Kaviraj says that, he says, Bhava Grahi Mahaprabhu. We probably have heard the term Bhava Grahi Janardhan, that Krishna extracts the essence of our hearts, the essence of love in our heart, the essence of our offering. What is the backing of what we're offering? Are we offering vibration? Are we offering simply mantra? Are we offering syllables? Are we offering, when we chant the Maha Mantra, are we offering vibration, syllables, and a mantra? Ha, Re, Ra, Ma, Krishna. Is that what we're offering to Krishna? Or are we offering our bhav? What is the backing? Bhava Grahi Mahaprabhu, Bhava Grahi Janardhan. Krishna doesn't care much about mantras and syllables. When he himself came to teach Vyakaran, Sanskrit Vyakaran, he came as a teacher and a student of Gangadas, but also a teacher. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught in his toll in Mayapur. But when he was teaching all about Sanskrit, about mantras and syllables and sandhis and dhatus, everywhere he was telling his students, this means Krishna, this dhatu means Krishna, this sandhi means Krishna, this means Krishna, Krishna, everything means Krishna. Everywhere he was tracing out Krishna. The backing of every syllable, the backing of every mool and root word and dhatu is Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna doesn't want Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by this teaching. He's showing us that Krishna has no interest in syllables. He has no interest in mantras, no interest in dhatu, vyakaran. He has interest in bhav, bhava grahi Mahaprabhu. Bhava Grahi Janardhan. He wants to accept this and extract this. What is the backing of our mantra? What is behind our syllables? What is behind our chanting? The backing, the background must be bhav, feelings, rasa bhav, feelings, devotion, dedication, surrender. Mahaprabhu is the same way. Behind the offering of Damayanti, she offered bitter shukta, or she offered sweet panchamrit, but the backing, what was behind, what was pushing that offering to Lord Chaitanya, what was built into that offering, what was imbued in that offering, what was mixed in that offering was her bhav, her love, her prem. This is the invisible element. The invisible element which touches everyone's heart and moves the entire world. Very interesting. It's like something in science. Some things are odorless, and they're colorless, and they're tasteless. In science, I'll give an example. Cyanide. Cyanide is colorless, odorless, and tasteless. Put one drop in your cup of water and say, my dear Prahlad, take this water. My dear friend, please have some water. So he drinks a cup of water with one drop of cyanide. It is colorless, it is tasteless, it is odorless. And you drink it, and what happens? Bye-bye. One drop of cyanide in a glass of water will kill you. This is the power of cyanide. What to speak of the power of Divya Prem or transcendental love? Love is invisible. Love is odorless. Love is colorless. Love cannot be weighed on a scale. Love cannot be measured. And this is what Mahaprabhu extracts. Bhava Grahi Mahaprabhu. Bhava Grahi Janardhan. So this invisible element, the invisible element which is the backing of our mantra, the invisible element which is the backing of our love offering, is what is moving our hearts, is what is moving the heart of the Lord to us, what is moving our hearts to the Lord, and what is moving the entire world. The invisible element, love, prema. Can you weigh prema? Can you measure prema? Can you see prema? To some extent. But you experience it. That was where we left off yesterday. Text 19. Manushya buddhi dhamma yanti kare prabhur pai guru bhojan udare kabu amahana jai. Because of Damayanti's natural love for Mahaprabhu, Damayanti considered the Lord an ordinary human being. Manushya buddhi damayanti kari prabhur pai. Damayanti, with her intelligence, she thought, oh Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, he's a person. Therefore, she thought that Mahaprabhu would become sick by overeating, and therefore there might be mucus in his abdomen. Guru Bhojane. Guru Bhojan means heavy Bhojan. Guru means heavy. It doesn't mean that Guru is eating. The Guru is eating now. Guru Bhojan. Like Thakurji Bhojan, Thakurji Bhog. Guru Bhojan means heavy eating. Guru Bhojan Udare Kabu Am. Am means dirt in the Ayurvedic system. Ama. Ama means some dirt, some clogging, some blocking. The nadis become blocked by the buildup of Ama. So she's thinking, oh, I gave him so many rich food, so much chavan bhog and so many deep fried items. I'm afraid my Prabhu, I cooked for him with so much love and devotion. Damayanti's thinking, and my Prabhu's eating so much nicely these deep fried items I made in pure ghee, and possibly because he's like us, then maybe he gets a sick belly. She's worried. Because of pure love, the devotees of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan and Brajabhumi, they loved Krishna like an ordinary human being. They thought he was like them. Although they considered Krishna one of them, their love for Krishna knew no bounds. Because of extreme love, devotees like Raghava Pandit and his sister Damayanti thought of Mahaprabhu as a human being. But their love for him was boundless. By overeating, an ordinary human being becomes prone to a disease called Amla Pitta, which is a product of indigestion characterized by acidity of the stomach. Damayanti thought that such a condition would afflict Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sukuta kaile se amaha ibeke nash esneya mane bhavi prabhura ulas. Because of sincere affection, sneha, Damayanti thought that eating this shukta would cure the Lord's disease. Considering these affectionate thoughts of Damayanti, Mahaprabhu was very pleased. Very interesting poetry Prabhupada's using in English. Cure the Lord's disease, the Lord was very pleased. Eating shukta cured the Lord's disease, these thoughts, the Lord was very pleased. So now we see the secret, because this created some paradox in our mind. Yesterday we heard that for some unknown reason, this was a little mysterious, wasn't it? It didn't make sense. Lord Chaitanya preferred and he liked Damayanti's shukta, bitter shukta, more than Panchamrit sweet nectar. Krishna's Kaviraj is warning us as his students. He's saying, listen, don't neglect the bitter shukta. Don't neglect shukta because it's bitter. Do you know that Mahaprabhu, shukta sukha prabhu tai nahi panchamrit. Shukha. Do you know, my dear readers, that Mahaprabhu, he felt and experienced much more happiness from eating the bitter than eating the sweet? That's a mystery. That seems paradoxical. Hey, what is this? I thought on one side you're saying Mahaprabhu is a manush. He's like Nara Leela. He's like human being. But everybody I know would rather eat ice cream than Karela. But don't neglect the Shukta. Now he drops this bomb here, then he doesn't solve this riddle. He creates a riddle by saying Mahaprabhu like. This is a riddle, an unsolvable problem. He says Lord Chaitanya likes Shukta more than sweet. And we hear about Damayanti's love, and she thinks of him like a human being. And then because of this, she's thinking, well, he eats all these sweets and all these gujia and all these sweet samosas I made and deep-fried items and this and that. And maybe he may get an upset stomach, some amla pitta, too much fire in the stomach creating acid stomach, and that excess of ghee will get clogged up in his nadis and produce ama, which is a blockage of his nadis and his flow and functioning of his pitta nadi, and his pitta nadi will back up and create excess fire because that fire is not combining with the food to reduce itself, and it's getting aggravated, and that excess fire produces stomach acid, which is called ama pitta, or acidity in the stomach, if you want to have a little Ayurvedic explanation. Therefore, I have to be very clever. I not only have to give him nice prasadam, but I have to give him one bottle of Pudina Hara. I have to give him one bottle of Eno, digestive salts, Pudina Hara. The Damayanti, she not only thought with so much bhava and prem to satisfy all the senses of Mahaprabhu with wonderful bhog, chakachak, but then she's thinking, by chance, because he's like us, and then he does the Brahman Bhojan, and he's too much, he may get upset stomach. So then she went one step further, and she made a special dawa, a food that was actually a dawa. Like they have expressions, let food be your medicine. So she made one preparation she included, which actually contained more of her attention. This preparation had more of her attention and more of her affection than any other preparation because she went the extra mile. She made so many things to satisfy Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tongue and this deep-fried pakora and this samosa and sweet samosa and salty and tikki and all these little fried items. But then she said, but my Lord, but he eats all these things. So she made so many items, 55 items like this, all chuck-a-chuck, nice. Oh, but maybe by chance my Prabhu might get upset stomach and get this Amapitta rogue, and I have to think. What would be the best thing? So then she deeply thinks with lots of attention, lots of TLC, tender loving care, and lots of attention, and really thinks deeply with lots of love. I have to make some very special preparation which will be the antidote for acidity, which will be the panacea for any pate rogue. And she's saying, oh yes, my grandmother, I remember my grandmother taught me this one type of shukta. So she went out to the field, there's so many types of wild shukta. She picked a very special type of leaf, and she prepared the shukta with so much attention to make it pakka, ekdam badiya dawa. And then she packed that in there, and she didn't put a little sign on it, dear Mahaprabhu, in case you get sick, try this, and put a big arrow on it. She didn't do anything like that. But all of her love and attention was concentrated not in the panchamrit, not in the sweet or the panchamrit, but in the shukta. And Mahaprabhu, when Govinda Das emptied the bag of sweets and all these things, Mahaprabhu said, oh, what's this? What's this prep? What is this? Govinda Das, let me see that little clay bowl. Ah. Oh, Mahaprabhu, I think this is some shukta. Yes, yes, give me that. Because this shukta contained the greatest concentrated amount of Damayanti's love. This is the love offering of Damayanti. Bitter. So this is transcendental love. It's bittersweet. The bitterest of objects becomes the sweetest of expressions. So contained in this bitter preparation was the most concentrated, sweetest form of Damayanti's prema and love for Mahaprabhu. This is the riddle of this leela. It's very interesting, Leela, from Anti Leela, chapter 10, verses 9 through 39. And so this, then, because he solves it here, because of Sneha, so this is her Sneha Bhog, because of sincere Sneha, Damayanti thought that eating the Shukta would cure the Lord's disease. Considering these affectionate thoughts of Damayanti, the Lord was very pleased. A Sneha Man Bhavi Prabhura Ulas. Ulas means your heart is jumping. The arms of the heart are raised in the sky. The arms of the heart are raised high in the sky. And the heart is jumping, saying, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. This is ulas, prem ulas. So this preparation, this shukta, this bitter shukta of Damayanti, this was her sneha. Sneha, man, pranaya, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav. This is the concentrated form of her love affection for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu accepted that, and he was so very, very pleased. The bitterest of offerings, if it's full of love, becomes the most pleasing expression and acceptance by the Lord. So we'll continue discussing this story tomorrow. Damayanti's love offering, ki jai, Chaitanya Charitamrita, ki jai.